An abandoned coal mine in Lee Creek in South Australia's Flinders Ranges is being eyed off by a resources company with controversial plans for an underground coal gasification scheme. UCG involves a process where synthetic gas is drawn out through coal seams, which have been injected with oxygen. The Indigenous community in the region has launched a protest and plan to challenge the approval of the site via a court injunction. Reporter Cody Chouser spoke to Anyamutnya representative Anise Marsh, who said her community is extremely concerned about the project.
I see it as this kind of mining has been a warning in other states in Australia, and I believe that this kind of mining is a very dangerous practice. People at a community level are very, very worried, like myself. I don't claim to be a scientist. But I think at a community level, Aboriginal people and my other friends that live in the Copley and Lee Creek area are very, very concerned. They are downright scared.
Is the major concerned about health issues or the damage to traditional land?
Both. And I think this kind of underground coal gasification is a very dangerous practice. I believe it's been banned in some areas overseas, and it's also been a ban on it in some states in Australia. And I think that to introduce this to a forgotten little place like Copley and Lee Creek, it's very, very rude.
You just mentioned it was banned in other states there. Link Energy were involved in the controversy last year when their Chinchilla project caused mass contamination of farmland. Do you fear the similar problem could occur in Lee Creek?
Yes, absolutely. And it must not be allowed to continue.
Do you have faith in the legal system to overturn this decision?
I do, under the Aboriginal Heritage Act. I believe that it can be overturned. And with the help of the South Australian government, I think that the Minister for Aboriginal Affairs need to step in and help protect this under the Section 23 of the Aboriginal Heritage Act 1988.
Do you think the state's government decision to approve the plan represents a lack of care towards the Copley community?
Yes, and to the Aboriginal people and to their own law, their Aboriginal Heritage Act.
That was Anyamutnya woman Anise Marsh speaking to The Wire's Cody Chousis.